starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Porky, look, I got one. Boy, look at him. Bigger than yours.
Measure him.
Let's see yours. Hey, where is it?
What?
My fish. I had it right here.
You sure you caught one?
You saw me.
Well, anyway, mine's bigger.
God. Yours too?
Yeah.
See for yourself.
Nothing says that a monster's got to stay in one place, is there?
Well, no, I guess not. Get me the axe.
You're not going in there.
Now listen, you take it easy. Go over here in the bench. Sit down.
You can't go in there. You may not believe the boys, but you've got to believe me. I saw it with my own eyes.
You two boys stay with her.
Oh, Dad, please.
It's all right, Mom. Gramp sharpened the axe yesterday.
Would you feel better, Miss Miller? Me and Jeff went in to help.
Don't you dare.
Let me go in and see what happened to Lassie and Gramps?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think if we set the house on fire, we'd smoke him out?
I just don't know.
Want me to take your bike and ride over and get Joe King? He's got a .30-30 rifle. Good idea.
Hey, you want to get a look at the monster?
He killed him! Gramps killed him!
set room. Wait a minute, wait for your ma.
How'd you kill it, Mr. Miller? There's no blood on the axe.
Well, I'll tell you, Porky.
What happened?
This is what you get for leaving the front door open.
It's a seal. That's a good dog. Boy, am I lucky. I've got the smartest dog and the smartest seal in the world.
Yeah, here's a funny thing. We thought we had a mutker, but we got a sea catch.
You said what?
Joe, the seal. It's not a mutker, it's a sea catch.
Oh, I realized that the minute I saw it. Now, what's a mutker and what's a sea catch?
Why, Eskimo talk. The sea catch is a bull seal, and the mutker is a female. The sea catch runs about 300 pounds, and the mutker runs 80. So we know we got a sea catch. It says here in the encyclopedia that seals migrate from their breeding grounds long about November, but they stick pretty close to the 100-fathom line.
Fascinating.
What I can't figure out, how did he get in the lake? Maybe somebody lost him.
Well, I wish whoever did would find him again.
Well, we don't know that they did. He could be wild.
So, you want to keep him, too?
Well, it's like Jeff says, it's something special. They ain't every farm's got a seal.
You're so right. Most farmers are sane. I have put up with a sick rabbit in my kitchen and a crippled crow in the attic. But I draw the line at a seal. Matka or sea catch.
Gramps! Gramps! Come on out and watch the tricks Joe can do.
Okay, but you got to choose a new name for Joe because it turns out it's not a mutker.
I know. He's a sea catch. Boy, what do you
say? What do you mean you know he's a sea catch? You don't talk Eskimo?
I read in the encyclopedia before breakfast, but I'm still going to call him Joe. Instead of Joe for Josephine, it'll be Joe for Joseph.
You better get up early in the morning to get ahead of that boy.
You have to get up early in the morning when you live in a place where a seal starts barking at daybreak.
Ellen? You got any reason not to like that seal that you haven't told me?
I like it fine in its proper place. I just think keeping a seal on a farm is... it just isn't right. Now, I've had to explain a lot of weird things that you and Jeff have done. But if you can tell me how I can explain this, I'll certainly be obliged to you.
Why do you have to explain?
Well, for instance, Clara Parr and Louise Ross are coming out this afternoon to help me sew curtains for the church basement. Now, they're both dears, but they are spinster ladies, and they're gossipy. Now, what would they think?
We'll keep Joe out of sight while they're here.
Gramps. Down, Joe. Down. Roll over. Come on, roll over. Roll over. Roll over.
Hey, you got the makings of a big-time motorman back there. What are you feeding them?
Fish.
Oh, boy, look. You're heading for trouble faster than a steer in a slaughterhouse. Get them pants off and I'll soak them before your ma finds out.
Pants, I gotta keep the fish handy someplace.
I know, but women don't like to face up to facts like that. Now get them off.
You mean keeping fish in your pocket is one thing, but having a seal is another?
That's about the size of it. Women will wear feathers on their hats, but talk to them about shooting birds and they have a fit.
Where do they think the feathers come from?
Well, it beats me. Look, we got to keep Joe out of sight this afternoon because the ladies from the church are coming in to sew curtains.
Okay.
I'll take these back to the barn and I'll soak them and bring you a fresh pair. And look, be nice to your ma until she gets better acquainted with Joe.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do to help, Mom?
Don't you feel well?
Oh, I feel fine, but Gramp said some ladies were coming, and I thought maybe there was something I could do.
Well, that's sweet, dear, but I'm practically finished.
Okay. Joe's in the barn, so he won't get in the way or nothing.
Good.
If you think of anything you'd like me to do, just let me know. Eeyore! Hi. Where's Joe? In the barn.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. He's just lying down.
He looks sick. I think maybe he's got to have a place to swim.
Why don't we take him down to the lake?
Are you crazy? He'll get away.
Then let's put him in the horse trough.
Too dirty. All full of green stuff. The bathtub. We'll put him in the bathtub.
Mom's got ladies coming.
So what? The bathroom's upstairs. Nobody'll know. Boy, I bet he'd love swimming in the bathtub. And you know what? It's Saturday. He ought to be getting a bath anyway.
Yeah. We'd have to take him in the front, because Mom's in the kitchen.
Okay. Come on, Joe!
Louise.
Yes, Clara, dear?
Get your glasses and put them on.
Now, dear, you know I only need glasses for very fine work.
Then will you explain why you're sewing a curtain ruffle to one of Ellen's best table covers?
Oh, dear, perhaps I'd better get them. I'm terribly sorry, Ellen.
Oh, that'll pull right out. The stitches will never show. Can I get your glasses for you?
Oh, no. I left them in my purse in the hall.
Poor Louise. She actually learned to sew by feel. She won't admit it, but you can't see a thing without her glasses. She tries hard, poor dear. But that much vanity is a sin.
Now, Clara, Louise is all right.
Dear, haven't you noticed how she's aging? What thunder's going on here?
Oh, no.
We're giving him a bath. It's Saturday.
I told you to keep him out of sight. Supposing Clara and Louise want to come in here.
Only I didn't think of that.
We got to get him downstairs, but they're in the parlor and we can't go through the hallway. I got it. Look, we lower him off the roof. Now you go and get a rope, but don't let your ma see you. And you shut up!
Well, Jeff, don't you want to come in and say hello to the ladies?
Sure. How do you do, Miss Louise? How do you do, Miss Clara?
My Jefferson, you grow taller every time I see you. Oh, I've a little present for you. You wait right here.
His name is Jeffrey, not Jefferson. Isn't it, dear?
Yes, ma'am.
Poor Clara. She pretends to hear everything that's said to her, but she doesn't really, you know. She tries hard, poor dear, but that much vanity's a sin.
Oh, now, Louise, Clara's all right.
Dear, haven't you noticed how she's aging?
What's keeping it?
It's fudge. Here you are, Jefferson. Jeffrey.
Thank you, Miss Clara.
You're welcome. That's a bad cough you have, dear. You really must take something for it.
Fudge.
Huh.
Not now.
Here, tie this end around the seal. Gonna have to ease him over to the corner, right over the sentinel room here.
I see better without my glasses. Now, with my glasses on, it looks just like George Miller floating by that window.
Dad!
He's hanging on a rope, Louise. Painting the house, likely. How are you, George? Ellen, dear, you simply must do something about that cough.
Well, I guess I better explain. Felt so foolish in my life.
Oh, now, Ellen.
And then they were kind to me. Of course, Ellen, dear, if you feel that a seal is a suitable playmate for your little boy, well, it's your own business.
Well, my Thunder, that's exactly what it is.
You never seem to realize that we have to live with our neighbors.
Well, what's so unreasonable about having a seal?
Or an elephant, or a tiger, or a gorilla. If you live in a circus...
All right, we get rid of Joe tomorrow. We take him up the zoo in Capital City.
Well, I suppose there's no need to get rid of him now. Damage is done.
It's a man with a truck.
Evening, son. Does George Miller live here?
Ask the gentleman in, Jeff.
Come on in.
Excuse me, ma'am, for barging in like this. They told me back in town you had an anarch my seal.
How do we know he's yours?
Well, a seal's rather a strange animal to find in these parts. The crate I had him in rolled off my truck about a mile up the road. I got clear to Capital City before I missed it.
What are you doing with the seal?
Well, I had a gas station on Route 55. I kept him outside in a tank. Kind of a tourist attraction. I sold it about a week ago. Figured I'd get myself a gas station near Capital City. It's surprising how many people will stop to see a seal dive and play and then buy gasoline. He's pretty smart, too. He puts on a good show until he gets the tanks filled up, then goes to sleep.
Jeff, will you show the gentleman where Joe Nanook is?
He's in the barn.
Oh, it's all right, ma'am. I'll find him. Thanks a million.
He's right over here.
Thank you.
Blassie will show you the way.
Good night.
were both terribly rude. Why?
I didn't want to see him go.
Me either. You know what I've been thinking? Well, I've been thinking that maybe we ought to get a ram and a ewe and raise some sheep. How would you like a little lamb of your own to raise, Jeff?
Oh, no, please.
Well, why not?
Because I know exactly what would happen. The first month, it'll be in the kitchen because it's puling and needs warmth. The second month, it'll be in Jeff's bedroom because it needs company. And the third month, it'll... Oh, all right.